note, we say good morning to Ernst van Sail, Campaign Officer for Strategy and Content at AfriForum. Ernst, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Why do you think that government should not have the monopoly, as you call it, on the purchase and distribution of vaccines?
AfriForum stance is that the government cannot have a monopoly on deciding who receives the vaccine and who does not, because the thing is, what we've seen throughout the first lockdown here in South Africa was that anywhere where the government had such a monopoly on any COVID-related activity or policy, the corruption and mismanagement were rampant. So AfriForum stance is that we need to give the private sector the opportunity to also get involved in the distribution of the vaccine to those who want it, in order to prevent this type of mismanagement or abuse of power by the government.
My understanding, though, is that the private sector will be allowed to participate as long as they have an agreement with the national government. Both Clicks and Dis-Chem, for example, indicating that they will be ready to roll out the vaccine strategy the minute those vaccines become available.
Yes, that has been one of the latest developments, and that's why our legal team today, when they meet, will be deciding and discussing what the form of our legal challenge will be. And that is definitely a development that we will be monitoring very closely.
I spoke to the CEO of Discovery Health last week on 702 Breakfast, and when I asked him whether or not Discovery had sought to buy their own stock of COVID-19 vaccines from wherever, whichever candidate had vaccines available, he had said that he'd been told by the various pharmaceutical companies that they should refer back to their national Department of Health because that's who they are engaging with. So even if it were possible, for example, for Africa Milani Investments to go and purchase, 1,000 dosages of COVID-19 vaccine, it looks like I'll be redirected by those pharmaceutical companies to the National Department of Health anyway.
I think this is why this challenge by AfriForum is a good opportunity to be able to get the details on that and to be able to make sure that there is no type of interference in regards to obstacles being put in the way of the private sector. So if the way is clear for the private sector in regards to the acquisition of the vaccines and then the distribution of it, I think there shouldn't be a problem. But I think a lot of this will come to the fore as the case progresses and as new developments come to the fore. So we will be monitoring the situation very closely. And hopefully throughout this challenge, the details like this will become more clear in regards to whether what the private sector's powers will be and what they will be able to do and what they will be prevented from doing. So this is all things that AfriForum are taking into account, and definitely we will be keeping people up to date as new developments such as that come to the fore.
Are you not concerned about the potential backlash that those who have money in South Africa should and will then be able to gain access to the vaccine ahead of the majority of South Africans who do not have money nor the resources to be able to purchase the vaccine privately?
No, because the government will still be involved. There will be we are fighting for the joint action by the private sector, and the government's also going to be distributing the vaccine. So it's not going to be a case where only people with the with means are going to be receiving the vaccine first. It's just going to be that a wider variety of people will be able to receive the vaccine, and there will be more avenues to receiving the vaccine, which will ensure that corruption and mismanagement don't cripple the distribution of it.
Has anyone approached you, AfriForum, and asked you to act on their behalf? Or are you anticipating that there will be private individuals and companies who might be interested to purchase and to distribute the vaccines for themselves?
No, this campaign was AfriForum's decision to make or to start. We weren't approached by any private company to do it.
Okay, so you're saying that the lawyers are meeting today. They'll determine what the legal stance, I suppose, will be. How soon are we going to see a decision from both you and Solidarity as to the way forward?
Yes, so they will be meeting today. And to my knowledge, we should have more updates on that by the end of the day in regards to what the form of our challenge will be.
Have you at all had a conversation with the National Department of Health to perhaps inquire how they are planning to roll out their strategy?
No, we didn't contact them directly.
May I ask why not, Ernst?
At the moment, the situation seemed clear. So we will be definitely, if they want to contact us, they are welcome to. But at the moment, it seems that the information, the necessary information is out there. So it wasn't necessary to inquire regarding anything from our standpoint.
Are you not planning then to approach them? You're thinking of bringing a legal matter against them, obviously, in as far as the purchase and distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. If you have any legal issues, don't you think you should sit down with them and say, hey, these are the concerns we have them respond to those concerns. And only if they do not satisfy you, do you then pursue the legal issues in a court of law?
Well, I think this is the product of all our experience from the lockdown in 2020 so far. Throughout the year of 2020, we made numerous approaches to government regarding various issues, and we didn't receive any response regarding any of those. So I think this approach is just the symptom of that, where we are now taking action, and if they want to talk to us, they can contact us. But I think this is the product of an unresponsive government that doesn't seem very keen on talking to us anyway.
All right. No doubt you'll be communicating then what that decision is following the meeting of your legal representatives. Ernst van Stael, thank you very much for your time this morning. Campaign Officer for Strategy and Content at AfriForum. Both AfriForum and Trade Union Solidarity instructing their legal teams to prepare a case challenging the government's proposed monopoly, as they call it, on the purchase and distribution of vaccines. Your thoughts, reflections, or to